This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Beautiful day waiting for you, St. Joseph's Day 2025, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. A little bit warmer than it has been lately. Highs of 79, more humid, too. It's been delightful, just spring weather. Can you continue tomorrow? Highs of 66, windy, 67 on Friday, 75 on Saturday and Sunday. So get out and enjoy it before it turns hot, because I'm going to tell you what, you know it's coming. There's also something up coming up on the ballot for St. Tammany Parish voters, and Colin Sims, St. Tammany Parish District Attorney, joins us now to discuss. How you doing, Colin?
Morning. I'm doing good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. I'd call you Mr. District Attorney out of respect, but it's going to take a long time to say that each and every time.
Colin's just fine.
Tell me about what's coming up for voters later on this month.
Well, early voting has started on March 15th, and it extends through the 22nd, and the actual voting date is March 29th, and it's a renewal, it's an extension and a rededication of a 2% sales tax for sales tax District 3, and that's been predominantly for the roads, bridges, and drainage fund for St. Tammany Parish. It would extend it for 25 years, and the rededication portion is up to 17%, so not to exceed 17% of the total, making those monies also available for the operations of the criminal division of the district attorney's office, the judiciary, and the justice center, relieving a general fund that does not have enough sustainable money to pay for those things.
This is a little bit complicated, but it's the way government works and the funding of government works, and sometimes people hear... Tax? No, absolutely not. Explain what it is or why it is, Colin, that you want people to vote yes on this. I know Mike Cooper's aligned with you on this, parish president. Explain, I guess, the details of it's not really a new tax. It's not going to go away if they vote no. And the details of all of that, because it can get a little bit muddled.
Look, it can. The whole system's complicated, Tommy. Let me start by saying a couple of things. One is, St. Tammany's taxed itself into a corner. 98% of the taxes in St. Tammany, whether they're property taxes or sales taxes, are all legally spoken for, meaning that the parish cannot go into them. They're locked away for one purpose or one purpose alone. Okay, and so this is an opportunity where parish government, I believe, and I'm not parish government, mm-hmm. I'm a recipient of funds. The people have said no more taxes. Well, this is an option that doesn't increase taxes at all. It extends it for needed projects so you can do long-term infrastructure projects that are bonded out with 25 years of funding instead of five remaining, and you pay for your mandated expenses, which is the DA's office. The parish has lost other funding mechanisms over the years to the tune of about $25 million. Of the 98% that's spoken for, this little general fund over here has got about $16 million in it a year. And when you add up the DA's office, the jail, the judiciary, what will be the coroner's office soon with their DNA lab since their taxes failed, public health millage now, the bills that were paid with that, now is on the general fund. It doesn't have reoccurring revenue in it, and they're spending these fund balances down from COVID, from oil spill settlements, and other things to keep us afloat. And they will not, according to the parish, and I've met with them, and I can see the balances coming down. They've already started.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You're talking about 55% cuts. That will decimate the district attorney's office, the judiciary. At that level, when it was originally discussed, that had given the DA's office less than animal control to prosecute 3,100 felons per year, and everything else that we do, from the 7,000 misdemeanors, the tickets, collecting child support, juvenile department, specialty courts, proactive departments, including our sex crimes unit, decimated. We'll be 100% reactive, Tommy, and we'll be just treading water.
I think what's
it was very complicated.
Good. Yeah, but I think what's important, Colin, also is who's going to be paying the tax.
Well, it's a sales tax, and so it's also it's the citizens that live here and anyone who does business here from out of the parish. So it's not just on the backs of the citizens of St. Tammany. It's anyone who buys things here and does business in that sales district. So it's not another property tax. It's not an increase. And the tax rate that everyone currently pays is what they'll be paying now. And if you look at it also this way, it's a cap on a tax rate. So for the next 25 years, that sales tax rate also cannot be increased for another 25 years. So it flatlines it. And Tommy, it's a version of this tax has been in place since, I think, 1985. And it's always been renewed for 25-year increments, extending it. Because you think about it, you got to be able to do long-term planning when you talk about infrastructure. And St. Tammany's got a 2045 development plan, but it only has 5 years remaining for its roads, bridges, and drainage revenue and funds. That's not planned development. That's not sustainable in this parish.
Let me take a break, and we'll pick it up. We come back. If you in St. Tammany Parish have any questions about this, 504-260-1870, you get to vote on other people paying a tax, actually, and the people that are going to pay the tax, if they do business in St. Tammany Parish, actually don't get to vote on it. Am I right about that, Colin?
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that that's what works out so people realize what they're voting for or not voting for. 751 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 757, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Colin Sims, St. Tammany Parish District Attorney, about a tax proposition that already voting is underway. Started 15th, runs through the 22nd, early voting, and then the election's on March 29th. Colin, the nature of this is such that you can't put a I don't know if you can or not, but taxes, sales taxes, are never put on for infinity. They expire, and then they have to be renewed, and to the voter, it can sometimes seem like you're always coming to us for more taxes, when in fact, this is not a new tax, this is just an extension, and I think it's kind of important to point that out. You?
It couldn't be more important, Tommy. Look, this does not change the current tax rate that the citizens of St. Tammany Parish are paying. And you pointed out before the break that, you know, people both outside of the parish and inside pay it. The Economic Development Office said 20% of people from outside of this parish actually pay for this, the funding that goes into this tax. And it's an existing tax. It's not an increase. I think it's for the first time. I've lived here my whole life, Tommy. And I think it's the first time people are saying, okay, we got to start restructuring into a modern era. We got to start reforming our taxes. And I think this is the beginning of tax reform. I don't know if President Cooper announced it last time, But, you know, we developed this transparency and accountability group. We are going to be going into, not as extreme as the DOGE program, but we're going to be going into and reviewing and looking at all the different funds that are dedicated in St. Tammany Parish and report back to the council and the public and seeing where is the waste, where is the abuse, and what the problems are so that they can make informed decisions on lowering tax rates, restructuring other funds, and making it more affordable and efficient for the citizens of St. Tammany.
Only got 30 seconds left. Are you getting any pushback on this or not?
There's some here. Some people don't like the length of the extension because it's hard to understand, you know, all the benefits for extending it for a long period of time when it comes out to bonding capacity for roads and bridges and drainage. They're worried about money leaving that fund. But, look, we got to start restructuring. This is the first step. I don't want to pay more taxes. The people don't want to pay more taxes. This keeps it the same and using their money smarter. And before we go, if I can give you an example.
Hang on, Colin.